This is Adam Locher here at the 95th National FFA Convention, joined today by Blake Frost of the Charles City FFA chapter in Iowa, a finalist for the American Star Farmer. Blake, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what your project is?
I'm Blake Frost in the Charles City FFA chapter in Charles City, Iowa. My family farms about 1,500 acres of corn, soybeans, and hay. I have my own 470 acres of corn, soybeans, and hay. I help with the family's farm, and then my family also has a 500-head cattle feeding operation that I manage as a whole, and I own 50% of that operation, so 250 head of the cattle. Yeah, that kind of pretty much SAE, a big family farm. We're big into the family part of the farming thing. So
that's great. First off, I got to know, do you prefer the crops or the livestock?
I like them both. My brother normally does a lot more of the crop stuff, but I do a lot more of the cattle stuff, but we both like working with both of them. So
I'm curious, you say you're an entrepreneur and you also work with your family. Do you apply any different practices on the land that you own yourself compared to your family's land, or is it pretty even within the farm?
It's pretty even. We work pretty close together. We try to figure out, you know, what the best is for everybody. So we're not only, you know, if we're going to do some trials, you know, we do it on everybody's. That way nobody's getting the short end of the stick or nothing. So we try to work together on everything.
A very fair way to run the operation. Now I'm curious, what's your favorite part about your project and farming?
You know, learning new things, meeting new people, making new connections, that's probably a huge thing. That's probably my favorite, you know, going to, I'm involved in a couple clinics and stuff, so go to them and meet new people and hear other people do it. I think that's probably the biggest. I love listening to how other people do it, try to learn something from them.
So who are the some of the most important maybe role models or figures that you've met, and what have you learned from those experiences?
Just some local farmers, you know, because you get too far out of the area, some practices don't work, you know, if you're in a different state or a different county, you know, but it's a lot of local farmers, you know, there's some around home that are always looking for a new way. And some of the practices, you know, we're doing some strip tilling this year, we're working with a neighboring farmer, we're hiring him to do some, we're going to help him haul the fertilizer and stuff like that, so just looking for something new and improved every year. So
what are some of the most difficult parts about your project and what you've done over the past few years?
The weather and marketing. The weather, I mean, we bale 1,500 corn stock bales every year, and we got a, on the family farm, we have 100 acres of hay, and we take free cuttings off of that. So, and it's always trying to find, you know, with the hay, you're always trying to find dry time, a dry spell to bale hay, you know, corn stocks, 1,500 of them, that's quite a few to some people. So it's, we got to pick the right windows, when to combine and when to chop and rake and bale. And then, also, planting in the right weather conditions is a huge factor in our operation anyways.
So how long have you been working on the family farm?
Since I could walk. I was always outside as soon as I could walk and be around Dad and Grandpa. So.
And do you plan on farming as a career?
Yeah, so I did not attend any colleges after high school. After I graduated high school, I returned home and a farm. I had a retiring farmer my senior year offer me his ground to rent, so I took advantage of that, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Why do you want to farm?
I guess I was born into it. There's been other options out there, you know, I've had the chance to run and do whatever I want, but I just enjoy farming, and I know what I'm doing, and I mean, I know the life of it, and I like it, so.
A perfect example of a future farmer here in the FFA. Blake, you've obviously put in a lot of hard work into this project, but I'm sure you've had some help along the way as well. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
First off, I'd like to thank my parents, my brother, and then my FFA advisors, Mr. Lumberg and Mr. Spurgeon. Man, without them, wouldn't be here, if that's for sure. So thank you guys.
Blake Frost of the Charles City FFA in Iowa, a finalist for the American Star Farmer. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and congratulations, Blake.
Thank you.
This is Adam Locher reporting for the National FFA.